Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Vaughn?
I know we haven't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. All right, we're getting to the YouTube chat. We asked them to name the Houston hockey team. The best comment I saw was the Houston no state tax advantages. It's funny. It's funny. The Houston Gamblers, the Houston Cheaters, the Houston Melons, the Houston Arrows. Arrows has been used twice.
Arrows is their, and I think that's their minor league team now, the AHL team.
I think it's gone now. Okay. Houston is not getting a team yet, but there's some reporting that a meeting today with the NHL, Atlanta's latest bid is going to come to light, and there might be another one. That's Houston. Meanwhile, Quebec's just up here like, hello? Nobody? They built a rink.
They're never going to go there.
No,
they have a rink, but no. I like the idea of something space related.
I think that's, you know, Rockets, Astros.
What about the Comets?
Isn't that the WNBA team?
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, well, they're gone now. 2008,
say,
they left.
But,
yeah,
them
the Houston
recently.
Comets were a WNBA team.
The Houston Space Cowboys. The Houston, no, that wouldn't work. Armadillos, Houston Oilers, can't do that. Well, I guess you could do that, but you're not going to. No, you can't do that. Edmonton.
Right.
The Coyotes, by the way, still kind of exist.
Yeah.
They're technically inactive, but they exist. They didn't take all the records and the trademarks to Utah. They left it
like,
in Arizona as it's like being called like a dormant franchise or something.
If a tree falls in the wood, does anyone hear it? This is the Arizona Coyotes. If you don't play games, are you a team?
Right. Yeah, like Wikipedia says they are an inactive, not former, they are an inactive professional ice hockey team.
Okay.
Does that mean their playoff drought
hold
is
on,
still
hold
alive?
Hold on. I mean, it's the softball.
Go ahead.
An inactive NHL hockey team. Oh, I won't. It's my birthday. I'm not gonna take that pitch. Sorry, it's a softball.
You held up your hand though for the YouTube. I wonder if Owen can get a logo up quick enough. We don't need to do that though. Into the hand.
I had something I was gonna say to you right there.
The Houston problems.
Because Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
Fold the franchise day one.
If that's the name.
I'd like to see that. Announce our logo and our name. We're the problems.
And then with the problems.
The other owners are like, you know, no, you're not. All right. Somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, good. Expansion drafts. Sweet. Yeah. Take more players from us, please. That'll be fun.
Yep. All right. What else is going on in the chat? We leave it to the chat. More comments from the chat.
Houston, it's just filled the team names right
Houston
now.
Galaxy.
Houston Sabres.
No.
It's not fun.
Listen, we were all, this is the old man yelling at Cloud. We all had a stage in our life where we thought, you know what is really cool when sports team names don't have an S at the end of them and it's a singular name. And
you're
then
right.
A thousand of them came out and we had to say, like, okay, let's take a break. Mammoth, Kraken, unless like six sports teams are singular names.
Yeah.
Old man yelling, sorry.
So, like, for instance, like somebody said the Houston Galaxy is an idea.
No.
Like, what if it was Galaxies?
Dumb?
But better?
Yes, better.
Just because it's not singular.
But it's, it's dumb.
Okay. The logo potential would be really cool, though. Like the old NFL Europe Frankfurt Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great logo.
The Houston...
Because how many of the new teams have been doing... Like, when's the last team that... The Mammoth is singular. Kraken is singular. Right? Teams that have entered sports. Like,
how about this one?
Is everything in the NHL recently?
The official bird of Houston is the Night Heron. The Houston Herons.
Not the Night Herons?
Just the Herons. It's a yellow-crowned Night Heron.
The Herons.
Houston Herons.
All right, I could get down with that. I'm into it. What about for Atlanta?
Well, I know the bird is the Thresher. This is more bird radio we're doing here. Bird radio.
What's the call of the Thresher?
I don't know what a Thresher sounds like.
Me neither. Clearly.
Right. I just like looking up state bird, state insect, state this, state that. Of course, you know, Kraken. We like this meme.
The city symbol on the flag, I guess, though, is a firebird. So the Atlanta Firebirds.
Was there a team at any point that was the Atlanta Firebirds?
I don't think so. Well, they had...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Actually, okay, wait a minute. You know why this is actually good? It's combining the two teams that have been there.
The Fire and the Birds?
The Flames and the Thrashers.
Yeah.
Go Firebirds.
The Georgia Firebirds were a professional indoor football team from Albany, Georgia.
Okay, okay. I think that's going to be tough to beat. I think you got to go Firebirds. There's not enough Firebirds in sports.
What's the policy on calling them the F-Birds?
No? The Bettman won't like it, I can tell you that.
All right.
That might actually get... Don't even mention it to him, because that'll get him to block it, like, for the dumbest reasons. Like, when they blocked the Seattle team from being the Metros because they had the Metro Division. Right. Still unbelievable. They were going to be the Metropolitans until Bettman said, no, because we have the Metro Division. Can't do that.
One question the chat brought up recently, are you and Nate ever going to race? Wasn't there a discussion
I'm good to go. Where is he? Where is he?
Nate racing, was it 40 yards?
It was a 40-yard dash, yeah. And I was not physically able at the time.
And now you feel...
Some tight Achilles and some McCaffrey stuff going on.
You've been stretching?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You've been
good
prepping?
I've been good for like a month or two now. So, yeah. Where is he? He wants to go. I'll do it right now. Actually, I would like to have shoes that aren't like...
Oh, the excuses.
I gotta have some sort of sneaker.
Oh, here we go.
I think. But I'll race Nate. How about Friday morning? Right after he's done with 100 holes.
That's a good time to race him.
How about Friday morning? Tomorrow night at... when will you guys be done? I'll show up at the golf course with track suit
7 p.m. On. Nate and I have one big match we're playing in the middle of the 100 holes. We play together around like 12. So, I gotta get a match going.
Like on holes 12 through...
Oh, no, 12 p.m., like
12
noon.
p.m.,
so
I see the time.
So I think it's going to be holes right, number okay. 46 through 63, 64, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
9, 18, 18, then that 18. So, yeah, 46.
Do you get better as the day goes?
It's like a bell curve. Yeah, you get warmed up.
So that middle is actually would be good then?
Probably.
Okay.
You get warmed up, and then there's a slow decline. Here's the best thing about playing 100 holes of golf in a day. After, like, the 40th hole, every bad swing, every bad shot, you just say, like, oh, the fatigue swings are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not tired, you could just say that. And, like, oh, yeah, yeah, we're really grinding out here. Oh, that was just fatigue. You did that on the third hole, too. That's not important.
Mm-hmm.
Who's keeping track here? Give me an over-under on birdies to hit. How many birdies you want from me? On 100 holes.
What's your career high?
On 100?
Yeah. Man, look at this rain out here.
Let's just say it's not as high as I wished it would be.
Over-under 7.5.
Okay, that's a big number for me to hit. I'll try.
I think you can hit it. Eight out of 100. You know, that's 8%.
Good math.
That's an easy one. I do like the app that the USGA app that you put your scores into. I will like looking at the stats sometimes to see how, like, because that'll give you a percentage of how many holes are birdie holes for you.
Right.
Which for me, I think it's like three or four percent.
Have you
so
seen
you're
anyone
doing 8%? I feel like it's fair.
Have you seen anyone launching the new movement that like par itself, keeping par is stupid? I saw.
What do you mean?
Like, that we shouldn't have par on golf courses. The slope should be the thing, because a par 72 easy course and a par 72 really difficult course
are different. Very
are very different.
Very different.
You know, the golfer kind of knows in their own head, oh, like an 80 here is bad and an 80 here is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's the same score. And anyway, I've seen a little bit of a movement. Like, why don't we just start to employ some version of, no, you know what? This is not a par 72. This is a par 68. It's easy here. Make it harder.
So, but what are you doing then? You're calling par fours that are easy par threes?
I don't know. I think a little bit of the movement is to get rid of par as a measuring stick.
Getting rid of it
altogether.
Altogether. So there's no such thing as a par five, basically. I don't like this.
Yeah, I know. Houston Celestials. Houston Armadillos.
Okay.
Someone in the chat said the Houston Whitneys.
I don't get it.
Whitney Houston? Come on.
I'm in.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it either, but.
I didn't get it, but.
Any more names from the chat? We tapped out.
That might be it. That's considered doable. In Extendo, there was a concert yesterday for a certain group of NFL players.
All right.
And then also, there's an NHL prospect that I think defies the laws of physics.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.